Frigid New York and Manhattan Theater Source will present the 2023 Estro Genius Festival, Band Ned Together, a festival celebrating femme artists, March 18 to April 2. Performances will take place at the Crane Theater, 85 East 4th Street, New York, New York 10003, under St. Mark's, 94 St. Mark's PL, New York, New York 10009, Arts on Site, 12 St. Mark's PL, New York, New York 10003, and the Decatur Street Community Garden in Bushwick, 1052 Decatur Street, Brooklyn, New York 11207. Sliding scale tickets, $20, will be available for advanced purchase at www.frigid.nyc. Most performances will also be available to live stream from home. The full performance will be announced later this month. Estro Genius is the longest-running festival of its kind, now in its 22 year. This powerful platform for femme, trans, female and non-binary voices is continuing to bring voices of artists in all forms to our audiences. This year's festival, Band Ned Together, acknowledges that 2022 saw both physical and legislative violence against femme and trans bodies. We witnessed the disappearance of basic privacy protections, the overturning of Roe v. Wade equaling more dangers for pregnant bodies and the arcane return to controlling what a femme body wears. We see you, Missouri State Assembly. We are continuing to gather, celebrate and proclaim the importance of femme, trans, female and non-binary artists. Estro Genius exists to present the voices of dance makers, playwrights, experimental performers, teens, musicians, burlesque performers, noise artists, filmmakers, DJs and anyone else looking to break molds and crack gender codes to the stage, street and forefront of public attention. We do all of this through a gorgeous variety of dance, music, theater and comedic artists crossing our stages, building community, performing their hearts and stories out to our fab audiences, said Melissa Riker, executive producer of Estro Genius Festival. We are so grateful to our producing partners at Frigid New York, Arts on Site and 721 Decatur Community Garden for co-creating Estro 2023. An award-winning group of artists will converge on the East Village, joining NYC colleagues to shake up / shake out this festival. From Vancouver, BC, Croatia, Chicago and Philadelphia, artists offer diverse perspectives on story, bodies, sound and performance. Additionally, Estro Genius will host Sunday morning theater for the young and late night music shows to shake off the day. 2023 Estro Genius Festival artists will include Corey Novabiegas, Soul Dance Company, Donna Costello, Eve Jacobs, Francesca Dominguez, Infinite Variety Production / Ashley Adelman, Joya Powell / Movement of the People Dance Company, Kim Savarino, Marina Solander, Pele Bach, Petra Zanke, Portia Wells, Slow Danger, Anna Thompson / Taylor Knight, S.J. Swilly, Cherry V. Campbell, Vanessa Goodman / Action at a Distance, and Jen Heineman, with more artists to be announced. Prophecy for 22nd Century Instead of Manifesto. Created and performed by Petra Zanke. Saturday, March 18 and 25 at 1 p.m. at 721 Decatur Community Garden, Brooklyn. Find and play with something that is common to us all, that we do not know the meaning of quite well, a mystery, a ritual, a game as simple and intricate as friendship, a cat's cradle, an ancient game that does not colonize, a vessel, a starting point, and a basis, thought the sense of ecofeminism, and use alternative theories, rather than white and draw theories, that include BIPOC plus and LGBTQIA standpoints towards adductive and alternative epistemologies that always include various contexts, towards the ecology of mind and denouement of double bind, to heal and enjoy. A dance piece for six humans, in a community garden, for the future. Who We Are, Band Ned Together. Mango Season by Joya Powell and aka Kaa Noah, excerpt by Pele Bach. Saturday, March 18 at 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. performances, Sunday, March 19 at 3:30 p.m., special dialogue only, and 6 p.m. performance, at Arts on Site. Estro Genius is thrilled to bring together thoughtful and pointed artists Joya Powell and Pele Bach. Join these two incredible artists in an evening of performance grounded in story, movement and excavation of lineage. Sunday, March 19 at 3:30 p.m. will be a one-time, 50-minute dialogue and open conversation between these two artists. Tickets available through www.artsonsite.org/events. Mango Season by Joya Powell. Mango Season is a multidisciplinary journey through stories of choreographer Joya Powell's maternal roots in Jamaica. It combines dance, video, song, and audience participation as the nutrients to cultivate this performative garden. AKA Kainoa, excerpt by Pele Bach. AKA Kainoa weaves together supple movement, vivid characters, and personal story with 300 feet of rope. This dance theater work mines Bach's experience as a multiracial New Yorker and native Hawaiian who carries the weight of being named after Hawaii's most significant and beloved deity, the goddess of volcanoes, Pele. The Tale of Anor. Written and performed by Marina Solander. Sunday, March 19 and 26 at 11 a.m. at the Crane Theater. The Tale of Anor is the tale of a magic bird who flies great distances to visit her friends the old tree and the old river. Anor listens to her friends and they share tales of epic migrations, sorrows and loss, of overcoming huge odds, and feeling joy in everyday life at the edge of the river. Told through dance, puppetry and light, Anor lets children know that there is magic all around us as long as we keep on dreaming and following the stars. Solo Voce, Band Ned, Together. March 23 to 26 at Under St. Mark's. A stellar lineup of solo artists breaking boundaries, telling stories and bursting assumptions. Full lineup to be announced later this month. Listening Together. Core/Us by Vanessa Goodman/Action at a Distance and hashtag Wildflower by Donna Costello. Thursday, March 23 at 7 p.m. at the Crane Theater. Hashtag Wildflower by Donna Costello. Hashtag Wildflower embraces, negotiates and transforms the complexities of feminine identities while asking the audience to look at how we see ourselves and each other. Donna distills this new work into simple tasks of shedding and opening, allowing images of femininity, cycles and age to reveal themselves through time, repetition and breath. Teamed up again with longtime collaborator and costume designer Jennifer Parr, a white tent dress that sheds when shaken is made to look like seeds scattered in the wind only to find footing where they land, resilient and belonging. Core/Us by Action at a Distance. Core/Us is a new group work from Action at a Distance. Choreographed by artistic director Vanessa Goodman, four dancers transverse our perception of how we hear movement and see sound with intensity and dedication. The live score sculpts an ever-evolving atmosphere that builds gravity for the body. Patiently shifting states and layers of momentum define this unique piece marked by its immersive world-building. Sounding Together. Core/Us by Vanessa Goodman/Action at a Distance and Resonant Body by Slow Danger. Friday, March 24 and Saturday, March 25 at 7 p.m. at the Crane Theater. Resonant Body by Slow Danger. Slow Danger's co-artistic directors Taylor Knight, they/he, and Anna Thompson, they/them, re-examine ocular centricity in dance performance in Resonant Body, a duet performance and extended research-based project. Theorizing that every movement we make, in some form, is sound, Resonant Body examines how our impact resonates physically in space through sonic memory. Research includes impacting the body against structures such as thunder sheets and utilizing technology to record, loop and amplify the sonic remnants of the body's impact within space, and is furthered by continually questioning how we define sustainability and resilience within capitalist mechanization. All in Between Vertical Bar, A Third Space to Be by S.J. Swilly. March 25 and 26 at the 5 p.m. at the Crane Theater. All in Between Vertical Bar, A Third Space to Be is a storytelling and abstract narration of the space in between wholeness and withdrawal, humanity and spirit. It is a reckoning with an ever-shifting gender performance, and a spiritual investigation of queerness as a portal to existing as something other. The artist invites audiences to be in conversation after the show. Excavating the Rising Star. Presented by Infinite Variety Productions. March 30, 31 and April 1 at 8 p.m. Under St. Mark's. In 2013 and 2018, nine women in the field of paleoanthropology, dubbed the Underground Astronauts, were selected to excavate potential hominid fossils deep within the Dinaledi cave system at the cradle of humankind outside Johannesburg, South Africa. To the surprise of the entire world, the excavation yielded 15 full skeletons of a new hominid species, Homo naledi, rewriting the human evolutionary timeline as we know it. In their newest documentary theater play, Excavating the Rising Star, Infinite Variety Productions, IVP, examines how that 21-day excavation revealed more than just a new human. Set in a futuristic museum with AI technology, and using interviews from 6 of the 9 astronauts, conducted by playwright Ashley Adelman, IVP immerses its audience within the real-life events of the excavation, and in the individual journeys of the women who lived it. From the elation of being selected, social media scrutiny, rustic living conditions, and the rigors of climbing through and working in an underground cave system, IVP composes a script that ponders who authors what we read in the history books, whose voices are included or excluded, how societal lenses shape our understanding of the past, and what does it mean to be human. The production is a two-act play, using 6 actors for the journeys of the women, with Homo Naledi's journey portrayed by a dancer, since it has no oral history left behind, and the AI a voice that is only heard. Estro Genius Festival is an annual celebration of the artistry of femme, non-binary, non-conforming and trans womtion artists produced by Melissa Riker and Maura Wynne Donahue. Founded as a short play festival in 2000 at Manhattan Theatre Source by Fiona Jones, Estro Genius exists to present the voices of dance makers, playwrights, experimental performers, teens, musicians, burlesque performers, noise artists, filmmakers, DJs and anyone else looking to break molds and crack gender codes to the stage, street and forefront of public attention. www.estrogenius.nyc. Frigid New York's mission is to provide both emerging and established artists the opportunity to create and produce original work of varied content, form, and style, and to amplify their diverse voices. We do this by presenting an array of monthly programming, main stage productions, an artist residency, and 8 annual theater festivals that create an environment of collaboration, resourcefulness, and innovation. Founded in 1998, the aim was and is to form a structure allowing multiple artists to focus on creating and staging new work and providing affordable rental space to scores of independent artists. Now in our third decade, we have produced a massive quantity of stimulating downtown theater. www.frigid.nyc.